Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory to God. Thank you, Sam. Yes. Happy Easter. Speak like, okay. Oh, you're still in the presence. Yeah, Merry Easter. Okay, Happy Easter. Yeah. Some have said that when Jesus died, we died with him. And when he rose, we rose with him. Okay? Now, the message for today, what God wants us to think about today, is anyway, God doesn't want you to die again. Okay? God doesn't want you to what? To die again. Okay? That is the what? The message today. Don't die again. Okay? So if God is saying don't die again, it means at one time you are dead. All right? Then you rose. Okay? And yeah, so since you rose, since you resurrected, God doesn't want you to die again. All right? Okay? Don't die what? Don't die again. And these things, like I always say, are very what? Yeah, very simple, but also what? Very, very serious. Glory be to God. Amen? Sandra, go and check in the lobby and see if what? If the crowd is there. How many of you read the words for the week? How many of you read it? Put up your hands. Okay. So most of you know what I'm talking about. You didn't read it? You don't have data, eh? Your data died. It will rise again, amen? Glory be to God. So anyway, in Sandra's dream, she shared it on 6th March. Eh? 6th March, but she shared it last Sunday as she gave me a lift. In this dream, yeah, she says the setting was LAT. Pastor Moses was there. At the end of the praise and worship session, I looked at the worship team and noticed one of the members was not happy. I took him aside to talk, but he refused to speak to me. Then I saw one of his relatives. He too seemed very disturbed, but was hiding it very well. By the way, there were names. We just edited them out. Okay. So I tried talking to him as he was heading out of the church, but he did not want to talk either. So I stepped out of church to go to the bathroom near the lobby downstairs. When I got to the lobby, I found a multitude of people, many of them ladies. Some I knew, some I did not. I thought they were waiting for a service of a different church. As I walked through the lobby, I noticed every single one of them was watching me very keenly. But no one said anything. As I left the bathroom, I noticed some of the ladies who had been watching me smile a little. I also noticed an Indian man with his wife and daughter looking for shelter. Strangely, they did not look poor at all. The little girl ran to me and held my leg. I laughed and told her to go to her parents. That's mean, eh? I went back upstairs to church. When I got there, my oh my, the seats were empty. With 5 or so people in church. Okay? I was shocked. I went and sat next to Pastor, and we just looked on. Suddenly, the entire crowd I had seen waiting in the lobby started entering church and filled it all the way to the back. I was amazed. When they had all entered into the hall, I stood up and started leading the service. And the dream what? Ended. Glory be to God. So that dream is basically a depiction of what LAT is going through, eh? Okay? You know that, you know that thing, seasons come, seasons, eh? All right? So, we are going through a very interesting season, okay? And because of what I've been sharing since July last year, eh? God began giving me dreams July last year, eh? About things that had gone wrong, eh? Okay? Things that had gone wrong, terribly wrong, eh? In the church, especially in Kampala, eh? Okay? And I had four dreams, a series, eh? Okay? Yeah. And so I began to share them, but it is in the last few weeks that people have gotten to know exactly, you know, eh, what I was talking about. And many of them, Bambi, have been, they're like, no, it cannot be, eh? Okay? And if Moses, you're saying that this guy has missed it, see you, eh? You know, eh? So they have left. But honestly, I can understand where they're coming from. Do you understand? Eh? I can honestly understand where they are coming from. Eh? You know, I can honestly understand them. Eh? That's why, I honestly understand them. Okay? I honestly understand them, you know, eh? And so that's why, in a sense, again, now this is human compassion, eh? So in a sense, maybe if I hadn't had those dreams myself, probably I would have done the same. You see what I mean, eh? So that's why I understand, that's why, what should I say? Like, I don't have any issues with them. Most probably, if I was in the pew also, you know, eh? Okay? And I hear a pastor saying such things about someone I love dearly, about someone I've sold my life to, eh? Okay? And maybe that's a danger, eh? Selling your life, what? To people. Okay? So, eh? Most probably, in fact, for me, I don't think I would have just left. I think I would have left after slapping the pastor. I'm telling you. I wouldn't just have what? Disappeared. But I honestly understand them. Glory be to God. Okay? So anyway, people are leaving. But according to Sandra's dream, there is what? There are people waiting in the lobby. Glory be to God. God has a crowd. Joan loves that dream. You know, God has a crowd waiting in the lobby. So that's why I was asking her to go and check. Okay? Hallelujah. Okay? But now, that dream also means that we are on the right track. You know, eh? Because if people leave because of what we have shared, how some guy has become deadly to the body of Christ. Eh? Okay? And then God is like, no, there are some waiting, eh? I'm sending them. Eh? Then that means what? The implication is these things are you know, we are right. Eh? Hallelujah. And honestly, anyone who has eyes, you understand? Anyone who has eyes to see and to read, eh? Anyone who has ears to hear what you, something is wrong, guys. You know, eh? And by the mere fact that no one is coming out to put what is wrong, to shut it up, eh, it means either it's being encouraged or the people who should shut it up don't care. Why don't they care? I believe that's what my dreams were saying since July last year. You understand? Eh? Okay? Yeah, so that dream, amen. But interestingly, again, in this season, there are so many new faces in LAT. So it looks like the season actually already what? The people in the lobby actually already started what? Coming. Okay? I don't think it's going to be one Sunday when all of a sudden, eh? You know, already, eh, when you look in the congregation, eh, already, like the last 1 month or so, eh, already there's so many what? New faces. So it has begun. Glory be to God. However, what God wants you to know today is that please don't die again. Okay? Don't die again. And by dying again, you know, once upon a time, you are dead spiritually. Okay? When you accepted Christ, okay, you became alive. Okay? Now, you can die again. You can do what? You can die again, man, if you play around with these things. Okay? All right? How many of you have read Kenneth Hagin? I believe in Visions and some other books of his. He writes about a lady who was, she was apparently beautiful. Was she? Okay, I know your wife is there, but agree. I mean, your wife is not the only one beautiful woman. So she was beautiful. You said when your wife is here.
She was beautiful.
She was beautiful. And she had a great voice. You said.
She had a great voice.
Now you sort yourselves out in the car. So, and she was a pastor's wife. Okay? Now, so Jesus appeared to Hagin, okay, and showed him a vision. He wanted to teach him how the enemy gets hold of people. Alright? So, now this Jesus is here alive. Then, a vision. God is trying to teach Hagin how the enemy takes hold of a people and they even turn away from him. Okay? So he shows her this lady. Did Hagin know her? Okay, he knew her in real life. Okay? Then anyway, in the vision, the devil comes. Okay? Whispers to this pastor's wife. And I think as a couple, they were struggling financially or something. Anyway, I don't know. So, you know, he told her what? You are beautiful. I what? You beautiful woman. Yes, of course. Yeah. In the world, you could have had fame, fortune, and prosperity. Yeah? Anyway, you see, you're there, you're beautiful. In the world, you would have had fame, fortune, you know, Okay? Then, she somehow knew. Now, Hagin is seeing the devil, but in real life, this woman wasn't seeing the devil, it's just thoughts. Alright? Thoughts. Okay? Meanwhile, when God opens someone's spiritual eyes, they see a devil speaking to somebody. You understand, So, she somehow knew these thoughts. It was a devil. So she jumped them. Okay? Then another day, the devil came back. Same hype. Same vibe. You are beautiful. You have a great voice. In the world, you will be great. But look, you just waste your pastor's wife. What? Just eating from offertory. Of course, I'm adding what? My own things. Okay? Meanwhile, in the week I was with some guy who was telling me of a cousin of his. This lady, this girl, you know, decided to get married to a pastor. Okay? So when she broke the news at home, she told me that one of their uncles came. You know, in Runyang. Anyway, he came. Said, my daughter, you're going to start eating from the offertory basket. As in, you know. Anyway, so this woman again threw it out. She jumped in the name of Jesus, you know. Then the third time, she gave in the third time. Something like the third time. Same talk. Third time, she gave in. Okay. She went, separated from the husband. Okay. And went in the world. Started sleeping with all men. Of course, rich men, you know, You know, and basically to get fame, you know, Okay? And then again in a vision, Jesus takes Hagin, Okay? To a hotel. Okay? The woman is in there. Okay? Then the pastor Bambi, you know, they had what? Separated, Long time, you know, so he knocks at the door to basically talk to his wife to reconsider, And then knocks at it. So the moment she opened, she saw this fool, you know, and she says, to hell with your Jesus, you know, slammed the door in his face. And Jesus told Hagin, basically that at that moment, she's like, she's out. She says she can never come back again. Because Hagin asked, so what do you want me to do? Do you want me to pray for her? And Jesus said, no. You know, no. He said, it's done. Eh? It is what? It is done. Okay? 1 John chapter 5, verse 16. This was the verse I was supposed to end with, but it is the one I'm starting with. So maybe I'm not going to read any other what? Verses. It says, if anyone sees his brother sinning a sin which does not lead to death, he will ask, and he, God, will give him life. For those who commit sin not leading to death. The death here is spiritual death. Okay? So not all sins are taking you to hell. Eh? Okay? So there are some of you who should be clapping. Okay? Not all sins are getting you to death. But then he says, but there is sin leading to death. There is sin leading to death. And for that one, he says, that one, prayer zero. All right? So that lady, it was over, going to hell. Okay? Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4 to 6. It says, what does it say? It says that for it is impossible for those who were once enlightened. Okay? Once enlightened means they had the gospel. Okay? They were preached to the gospel, so they were enlightened. And have tested the heavenly gift. Jesus told Kenneth Hagin, I am the heavenly gift. So they have tested it. So they had the gospel and they accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Okay? And have become partakers or the Holy Spirit. Okay? So, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And most probably they were speaking in tongues. Okay? And have tested the good word of God. Okay? They have gotten to know that the word of God is, it's of God, of course, and it works. So, they have tested. Okay? And they have also tested the powers or the age to come. Jesus told Hagin, the powers of the age to come are spiritual gifts. So they have tested the powers of the age to come. You know, they have given you a prophecy. They are, you understand, a healing. Yeah? You know, they have demonstrated these gifts. Eh? Okay? So he says, if they fall away, all right, it is impossible to renew them again to repentance. Okay? Now, Jesus told Hagin that that lady, okay, she had all those things. Okay? She was once enlightened. She had the gospel. She tested the heavenly gift. That means that she accepted Jesus as her Lord and Savior. Okay? She partook of the Holy Spirit. She was filled with the Holy Ghost. Okay? She tested the good word of God, okay, and the powers of the age to come. She said she was mature, okay, and because of that, when she threw away Jesus, that was it. Glory be to God. Okay, she died again, and her destiny was hell in the lake of fire. You see, All right? Now, you rose, okay? Once upon a time, you are dead, okay? But you died, when Jesus died, you died with him. When he rose, you rose with him. Now, what he wants you to do, okay? He's begging you, if I should say, okay? Don't die again. Don't walk away from him. And these things, you know, like that, lady, eh? They start, you know, they whisper, you know, eh? Okay? But while she was in the world, okay, she was still born again, eh? But then, you know, you play around with these things, you reach a level, eh, where you're too vulnerable, eh? You're so weak that just a little push, eh, and you are out. Okay? So, in order for us not to die again, eh, we must make sure that we don't what? Move towards that what? Direction. Do you understand? Eh? Okay? Why? Best cheater. You know, in the world, you could have what? You would have been the best in Uganda. Then say, yeah, actually. Then you start. So you go there. Then you reach a level whereby now, unless the saints pray for you, any slight, whatever, you might jump out. You know, that's how deadly the things are, eh? Okay? So, don't what? Die what? Again, eh? Hallelujah. Don't die again, because people have died again. You know, that lady, you know, one example, she died again. Okay? So, if that lady died again, it means anyone, eh, if they're not careful, eh, they can die again, man, eh, spiritually, and end up in the lake of fire eternally. And that is very sad. Okay? All right? Now, let's go back to the scriptures I was supposed to read. Okay? But you've gotten the point, amen? In the beginning, God who created man, he told him that of every tree, eh, of every tree in the garden, you may eat. Eh? Okay? But then he says, by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. For in the day that you eat of it, eh, you shall surely die. Alright? Now, we all know the story. Eh? In Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. Genesis 3, 6. It says, and the Lord, 3:6. You don't have it, eh? Sorry. Okay. Genesis 3:6 says, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband, who was with her. And he also did what? He also ate. But God had told them that in the day that you eat of that tree, okay, you will die. So question is, did they die? Did they die? They died, eh? Okay? They died, eh? The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2:1, eh? It talks about a time when Sandra was dead in her trespasses and sins. All of you, amen. Okay? And you see, he said he made alive, you know, eh? You, eh? Who were dead in trespasses and what? And sins, eh? Okay, so when Adam sinned by eating of that fruit, he died. That day he died. Okay? However, he died spiritually, but he also died physically. Okay? Spiritually, the day he ate of it, okay, the day he entered sin, eh, the Bible says he died. Okay? Then, then when he was 930 years, eh? 930 years. This man thinks he's old because he's 36, 34, 35, and he thinks he's old. Can you imagine? Eh? This is how messed up people have become. You wonder whether what they read the Bible. 36, you think what? You're old. Okay, but Adam, 130 years, and then he died. Okay? And the Bible says one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. So Adam died within the 1,000 years, which is a day. It's there. 2 Peter chapter 3 verse 8. Okay? It's there. Okay? It says that one with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. So God told him that in the day you eat, you know, of that tree, you will die. And in that day, he not only died spiritually, okay, but he also died physically. Within 1,000 years, there is no way he was crossing over. Why? Because God, you know, the Bible says he watches over his word, okay? And sometimes he doesn't have to watch over it, okay? Correct me if I'm wrong. You know, I have theologians here who are, they watch, oh my words, okay? He didn't have to watch over it, because the system is already there. By his word, he has set up a system. So you walk in the, what he has made, the system he has made, the results are obvious. You understand? So if God sleeps and he doesn't sleep, but just imagine if he sleeps, he can, you know, he just sleep, but whatever you do, the repercussions, the results are obvious. The system is there. So he told Adam, in the day you eat of it, you die. So God didn't have to wait for him to eat, and then now he starts to organize for his death. No. It was already there. You eat your, you know, Do you understand? Okay? So anyway, he died. In that day, he died twice, spiritually and also physically. All right? You know this, don't you? Okay? Now, when Jesus came to set you free, he also died twice. Glory be to God. Jesus died twice. When Adam sinned, he died. Now, the Bible also says about Jesus in 2 Corinthians chapter 5:21. It says, He who knew no sin became sin for us. Okay? He knew no sin and he became sin. Okay? He took on your sin. So did Jesus die spiritually or he didn't? I'm telling you this thing, man. You can get slapped. By saying that Jesus died spiritually. I'm telling you. But for me, I believe he died. He didn't sin. Jesus didn't sin, but he became sin. Okay, so he died spiritually, but for your sake. Okay, all right, and we also know, of course, he also died physically. Okay, on the cross, he died. So, just like Adam, Jesus also, spiritual death first, and then physical death. Glory be to God. Okay? That is why there are two resurrections. There has to be a resurrection of the spirit, a spiritual resurrection, and also a physical resurrection, the resurrection of the body. Alright? These things are very simple. You know them. But the point today is, don't die spiritually again. Alright? And especially since you know the road to that place. The same road that Eve took. She saw, the fruit, was good, for eating, desirable to the eyes, and able to make one wise. And she went along that wrote, and then finally she took and ate and gave her husband. Stupid husband. Hey, husbands, eh? You know, you are the better be the husband you're supposed to be. Eh? These women, though they act like they have it all together, they know it together, but God knows they don't, eh? And they need your what? It's true. Eve needed Adam. Eve needed Adam. This guy, he should have just spoken now and said, don't, you understand? Eh? But he was there saying, but my wife is educated, which is brighter than me. She knows the Bible, she knows scripture, so she can take care of, you know, but there are times, eh? Yes, they know scripture, but there are times when they need what? You know, when they need you, eh? Okay? Many years ago, I just got and saved. This is like 98, 99, eh? Okay? I had Benny Hinn say that, I think Suzanne was fellowshipping with some women, and again, Christian women. Okay? But being human, these women, well, they are going to mess her up. Eh? Okay? So he said, you know, he took her out of that clique. Just Suzanne, the prayer warrior, intercessor. Yes. Okay. However, man, there's something, man, God said, man, if you don't get your woman out there, eh? Man, some people are idiots, eh? I remember this story. I have to tell it since it is Easter. A few years ago, my wife was pregnant with our first kid, Eden. Eh? Then she met some fool, prophet, you know. Okay. And this fool told her that what? That you're pregnant with the devil, isn't it? You remember? You know, pregnant with what? I was like, how did you even give audience to such an idiot? Eh? Okay, prophet, what? I say, and the guy is accurate. Eh? You know, he told the apostle, yes, he's accurate, but his accuracy, I don't know where it is from. And from what he says, here was a great child of God, man. Then you start saying, well, that she's pregnant with a what? It was, where, you know, then I remember either that night, I had a dream when I saw this dream, it doesn't matter, but those are the things which you're supposed to arrest immediately. You understand? Eh? Tell your wife, don't ever, but these educated women, eh? Now I'm not talking about my wife, okay? But they just, you know, some of the sneaking, because the guy is accurate, he told so and so this. No, can you imagine, eh? Now, this is exactly what Adam did. He just, in fact, they even gave him some. And the guy ate. You know, eh? Like your wife has just met a demon, eh? Masquerading as a prophet. Then she comes and tells you, oh, wow. In fact, we should partner with this ministry. You know, you're pregnant with the devil now. Let's even partner. Of course you can say, but Moses, you always want to exaggerate things. Yes, sometimes that's how people get understanding. You know. Okay? I'm telling you, 8 years ago, 7 years ago, some guy. Now, I remember that during that time, I told Elvis about that guy. Okay? Anyway, let me leave this one. This is going to get me to things which might put me in trouble. There are people watching, you know. Okay? So, glory be to God. Okay, but men, eh? Be the men you're supposed to be. You understand, eh? However cute, educated your women are, man, eh? By the mere fact that she's your wife, eh? She needs your help, eh? Okay? Even when she acts like she doesn't who need it, because she knows more scripture than you. Okay? The Bible says, Eve was deceived. He says, when I'm going to get with women, emancipation, people, you know, women, right? The Bible says, 2 Timothy, it says Eve was deceived. Okay? It does not say that Adam was deceived. Okay? So someone says, and it's true by the way, that for some reason, women, our good women, our good sisters, our good daughters, they are more prone to being what? We deceived. They are more prone. You understand? So that's why, you know, of course there are men who are more prone than women. Okay? But generally, okay, women are more prone. Even when they, you know, the, but now Adam entered when he knows. He knew. He went there. Okay? So, women, but you understand, okay? That is why, don't fear. If your wife knows more scriptures than you, but don't fear again. Tell her, okay, yes, and you dream more than me, but this is you. Okay, nakutomela. Okay, that's why mechanics, mechanics with women, mechanics have grown rich. Women give mechanics dimes, man. Yeah? So, Anyway, so, where are we? Okay, you see, this Easter, Easter, people are supposed to be, you see, Mary Easter? Okay, Mary Easter, people are supposed to be Mary, Okay? Glory, so anyway, Jesus died twice. By the way, there's a scripture in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 9. You know Isaiah? 53, okay, which talks about who has believed our report, to whom as a arm of, in the scripture. In verse 9, the same way where it talks about death, okay, it talks about Jesus' death, okay, prophetically. I read years ago that the word death in Isaiah 53:9, okay, and say, and they made his grave with the wicked, but with the rich at his death. That is what? Apparently, that word death, is in plural in the Hebrew. Death says whatever. It is in what? It is in plural. Meaning, actually, there was more than one death that Jesus suffered. Okay? That's why I believe Jesus died twice, physically and also spiritually. Why? For your sake. Glory be to God. And because of what he went through to set you free, he doesn't want you to die again. Okay? Because for some of you, you die again. Okay? Hebrews 6, verse 4 to 6 says, it is impossible to renew you unto repentance, seeing you crucify again the Son of God and put him to an open shame. Alright? You think it is not possible? Well, the book is there. I believe in visions. We know for sure it happened to one person. And just because it happened to one person, it doesn't mean that it hasn't happened to others. Okay? I told you this story last Sunday. I'll tell it to you again. And there's some who are not here. In 2010, I dreamt. Okay? I had a dream. I was at my place. You know, I stay in Nigeria, Chiwatule, PK, Ospa Market. So I'm there. Then I see a procession coming up. Okay? And I knew this woman. What's her name? Namtebi. That preacher. These days, I even don't want to add even titles to those people. Pastor, why? Because, I mean, they're not pastors. You know, So, Unamtevi. Okay? Had died. Alright? So, they were bringing her body in a casket, a coffin, a crowd, they come, Okay? So, when they reached close at where I was, I wanted to see the body. You understand? But I knew it was her, but I wanted to see the body. Okay, but I couldn't see it. There were man, people around it. Okay, guarded. So I decided to climb up an electricity pole. Okay, so I from up there I can look down into the casket and I see her body. Now when I did it, man, guys go chivoko. And the guys go chivoko. I think either they caned me or I jumped down before they caned me. Why? They did not want me to see the body. They didn't want anyone to see the body. Okay? When I woke up, the Lord said that woman, she died spiritually. And there are people who know it, okay, but they are guarding that information. They don't want anyone to know. But he didn't tell me why they don't want people to know. But I assume those are fellow who preachers, okay, they are in cahoots with this lady. Maybe she draws for them crowds, okay. And maybe they're also dead. You know, eh? Anyway, and God told me she died. Okay? Then, I shared that dream with Elvis. This is 2010, eh? And he told me, yeah, you know, don't you know these, stories about the snakes she deals, you know, eh? Okay? And the truth of the matter is that lady is in deep witchcraft. Okay? But when she comes out in the open, Jesus, yes, too, you know, eh? But you don't know what people are doing, what? You see, if someone dies spiritually, you know, first of all, they have died. They're like, it's over, eh? So, at that moment, they don't really care for anybody. All they care about is how to use you, how to get the most out of you, eh? But of course now, since they know the crowd they're dealing with, they have to continue the same talk, Jesus. Okay? You know, I ask people, you know, like this guy, we all know, and it's established and it's true, that Kakande, okay? Again, I don't add prophet. These guys are fake guys, man. You know, the guy is off. He's in the occult, witchcraft. Okay? Okay? But what does the guy say? You go, the guy is talking Jesus. Jesus of Nazareth is in town, those healing things. It's Jesus. He's not talking about Satan. You understand? Alright? So that means, again, these things are simple, but again, they are not simple. Because now, how are you going to know when someone has what? Crossed over, eh? Do you understand, eh? So, Kakande knows the crowd is dealing with. Do you understand, eh? So, yeah, Jesus of Nazareth. Okay? Praise was sharing with me a dream. On Sunday, last Sunday, she told me that in 2003, her mother was unwell. Okay? So someone saw, took her to a certain church, a branch of Kakande's church. Alright? Took her there. Okay? She attended the service. Then they gave her an envelope for 200, to put in 200,000 and come back. I guess for healing. They give you an envelope, go home, get the money, come back. And so, that night, she had a dream. The mother had a dream. In the dream, Jesus appeared. Okay, Jesus appeared. And Kakande. So Jesus. No. Okay. So, Jesus appeared, and Kakande was there also. Then Jesus tells Praise's mother, okay? Jesus tells Praise's mother, he says that, choose between me and Kakande. Do you understand? Choose between what? Me. So, in a sense, God will say, Kakande is on his own thing. We are not what? Do you understand? Now, she said that later, the mother again visited, but this time she didn't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter whether she knew or not. She again visited another branch of Kakande. Okay? That night, Jesus apparently appeared again. But this time he was not just between me. You know, this time apparently she said Jesus was tough. Say that, didn't I tell you to choose between me and Kakand? You understand? Now for you here, miracles, healings, what? And apparently, it is said that there is no one in this country who has more miracles than that guy. Apparently, there's none. And these miracles are real. But of course, the source is different, but they are real. No one. Okay, I don't know who's your best preacher. Whoever they are, healing is what? None apparently equals that guy. When he's in his good state, when he has done his things, and his things are okay. But it's true, because last year there were issues. I have recordings on my phone about what was happening there. There were issues that, man, things are not happening. In fact, even what? Plucked wires. You know. So, here you are. Miracles, the greatest miracle worker. You know. See, in fact, if you partner with the greatest one, miracle, the impartation of over what? Healing, prosperity. And God say, look at this fool. Going by miracles. So that means the greatest demonstration of anything does not necessarily mean, good. You're listening to me. These things are very serious. So that means praise is more much consumed, most probably she was going to what? She would along that journey. Then before you know it, she's calling Kakande God. And, it's a journey, It's a what? It's a journey, man. That's why God always wants to get people out as quickly the moment they join to him. First of all, before they join, he somehow tries to speak to them that don't go there. He said, but miracles, this is your servant. Now this servant talk. I don't know, dreams just keep coming to me. Thursday, there's a lady, I don't know her, she just sent me an email. She's like, I know you, what you are, and these things, and now this is happening. Now, because of your connections, can't you do something? Then she sent me some things to read. Can't you? I was like, of course I knew the person who had given her my email address was setting her up. He's like, you write to this guy, sort you out. So then I saw the things. Then I what? Yeah, then I was like, okay. I was like, we can meet. I told her we can meet. Yeah. But I told her, but before we meet, first read these things. So I sent her 4 words of the week. Okay. First read these things. Then I told her, if after reading them you don't hate me, we can meet. Okay. So she read them. She didn't respond. I was like, exactly as I expected. But I was wrong. Because later she wrote to me. And so, to cut a long story short, we met on Friday. Yeah, Friday, yeah. We met, I didn't know her. So we met then. I told her, so you read it? She's like, yes, I read. And I was like, yeah, I just wanted to let, by those writings, I just wanted to let you know that the people who you think are a problem, who are saying this and writing this, they are not actually the problem. You understand? Those are just symptoms. Okay? Some other human is the root. And she's like, yeah, now I can see. Then, now she, this is where I was coming. She shared with me a dream, man. These things, man, you guys who don't want Jesus to come back, soon, I don't know what man, I don't know what, because first of all, in this world, there's so many things that sudden, you know, so many sad things, that anytime you have, they make you sad, but you're like, probably the reason why God has let you know those sad things is to use them for good, especially for the sheep. Okay, if they leave, there are many in the lobby. So share with me this dream. In this dream, there's a prophet, and I know him, authentic guy. She says, I think she did know that somehow I know this prophet. Prophet, not fake, you understand? And so that some time ago that this prophet, you know him, this prophet had a dream. In this dream, I think he was taken up to heaven. And while in heaven, they were talking about servants of God. Servants of God on the earth, And so they talk about, what servant, Then this guy mentioned some guy's name. Apparently, that Jesus just a guy out, out with his books. I have the dream here, For me, I always want to have what? Please don't steal my phone. There's some of you who are plotting for my what? For my phone. But we're laughing, but these things are sad. So he says, this guy was taken up in the presence of the Lord. They seem to be talking about the Lord's true servants on earth. And this prophet brought up the name. Upon which he was thrown out of the Lord's presence with his books. Upon the mention of that guy's name. You see, kind of the same thing. Choose between me and Kakande. As in God is saying, Kakande is not my servant. Even if he tells you, Jesus of Nazareth. You understand? So these things, man, are very what? Now, what, again, we remember, God doesn't want you to die again. Because it can happen, If you just play around with this thing, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. First John 2:15, exactly the same things Eve played around with. The lust of the eyes, she saw it was good for the eyes. The lust of the flesh, it was good for food. The pride of life, it was good to make one wise. And then she, Once upon a time, I thought things were simple. Miracles, healings, Jesus, And God said, now, I have good news for you. Things are not that simple. You have to walk with me. Because Jesus said, I am the truth. Jesus is truth himself. So as you walk with him, that's when you'll be able to know truth. You see, you can't just get this Bible, and we use it, with the exclusion of Jesus or the Spirit of God. You understand? You need this word with the Spirit of God. The Spirit of truth. Do you understand? And that Spirit of truth is in you. Alright? He's in you. He bears witness with your spirit. This girl I was with on Friday. The things which she sent me to read. And in fact, the subject of the email was troubled heart. that was the subject of our email. The title, if I should say, Troubled Heart. Okay? However, so you see already troubled heart. See, this is, when I met her, she's like, I've talked to people. Everyone I talk to, I mean, people who she thinks they are leaders, they can influence a change. She talks to them, you guys, this. They're like, don't pay attention to them. She's like, no, but these things need to be, no, don't, just leave them. She said, you know, so, she, you see, now, this thing she's calling a troubled heart, okay? Most of the time, that is the inner witness. Inner witness telling you something is wrong. Okay? Now, like many people, she was attributing those things to, in a sense, innocent people. Innocent idiots. Alright? She was excluding the roots. So for me, I was saying, no. If I told her, anyway, these things began, then I gave her a timeline. I was like, my dream started around this time, July, okay? And before July, that nonsense was never there. I said, when you look back, it's like, you can see where this nonsense began. And I told her, July, that's when God started telling, revealing to me in dreams that something had gotten, had gone wrong. So in a sense, these Bambi, other kids, most of them I don't think they have crossed over, because they haven't tasted the good word of God. You understand? Most of them, they can come back. Okay? So they are not really the what? The cause. The cause is what some person got involved in that now. You see, Okay? Okay? So, what again? When Jesus died, he died with you. You died with him. When he rose with you. Rose to him. Okay, now he's saying, please, don't die again. Okay, don't die again. Okay, appreciate what I did for you. I died for you. Okay, and like there's a song which says it wasn't easy. Okay, it wasn't what? It wasn't easy. This is the Son of God, okay? Pure, the spotless Lamb of God, okay? Laid down his life for you. He became sin. God became man, and he took on sin. Can you imagine? You see, just because he loved you. So don't acknowledge how much he loves you. The price he paid, and don't play around with it. The lust of the what? Of the eyes. The lust of the flesh. The pride of life. This is, these things, you remember, by the way, Jesus also went, he was tempted in those three areas. I hope you know that. He was tempted. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. Okay? Lust of the flesh turned these what? Stones into bread. Okay? Lust of the eyes showed him all the kingdoms were in the moment. And they told him, if you bow down to me, I'll give all of them to you. And the devil wasn't lying. Because at that time he was in charge. Okay, Adam had given him all the kingdoms of the world. You understand? Okay, and then the pride of life. Throw yourself down and then, Okay, but Jesus overcame them by the word. Okay? Okay? These three things, you had better be what? Greed. Okay? Most, in my opinion, most, well, I don't know, again, God hasn't told me, but I think just being in this world also, because I'm here in this world also, I think the key things that could make a man of God or a woman of God to cross over is power and money. Or money just on its own, because with money there comes a power. Okay, that's why every time someone becomes power rich, the next thing they know that they are vying for political office. Okay, of course some try to get the political power so they can steal money. Okay, anyway, but those two things, yeah, power and what? Money. There are things of girls and what chicks, so that's, in my opinion, there. Anyway, power and money, okay, two things. Yeah. There's a guy I know, at one point he was close to me, okay, some young man, okay. He told me, years ago, this could have been like 2013, 2014, okay. He's prophetically what? Gifted. He told me that one day, okay, he was in his bedroom. Some of you don't like this story, but for me, I like them. They make the Bible come alive and say, but now the Bible is real. So he was in his room. Then the lights were off. Lights were out. Then man, some men, some beings anyway, came into the room. Switched on the lights. Now that's power, isn't it? Then they told him, that if you want power, if you want what? Power. Get no demonstrating. Aban, of course, it also means Aban about your fukama partners. You understand? Those are my own things. Anyway, so you need power. Okay? Meanwhile, they're talking to a born-again person. Not what? Someone who's already off, a Muslim. Christian. Say, you want power. And I told him, you know, the condition was, you sleep with us. I know the guy, CI in Uganda. That was the condition. Power. That was what? You see, these guys, you see, the Kakandes, you think that they just do the miracles, right, just like that. Man, there are some things they do. Evil things, they do. But when you go to them, they tell you, Jesus of Nazareth. Now you wonder which Jesus they're talking about. Oh, they're like, you just mention the name, it doesn't matter as long as, you understand? You understand? Thank God at that time the guy had sense. I hope he still has sense. The guy, you know, I hope he still has sense. Could now some of these guys now, man, you know, you're not sure. The things they're saying, the things they're doing, you're like, man. Now you're like, these guys, man, you go slow on them. You see, now the guy would have done it. And now, he would have come and demonstrated the gifts of the Spirit. Yeah, power, mwagala manifestation. You think that is the measure of what? Authenticity. Okay. You see, sad things, okay? Now, God, I want you to go into what? To go there. Okay, resist those temptations. Remember, that woman, you could have become, you would be great in the world. You have a beautiful voice. You're a beautiful lady. You're here just in a church. Okay? And she resisted it at first. Second time, then somehow, because the enemy kept, you know? Okay? Then at a certain point, she gave in. And phew. All right? Easter, Jesus rose, and when he rose with you. Now, he's saying, don't die again. Okay? Because for most of you, if you die again, you know, it is impossible, okay, to renew you again unto repentance. Seeing you crucify again the Son of God and put him to an open shame. Glory be to God. Amen? I'm telling you, these dreams just keep hunting me down. Someone just sends me an email. I don't know her. A troubled heart. Then begin to talk. Then she's like, actually, yeah, guy dreamt when went to heaven. Then mentioned, was kicked out for mentioning this guy as that is a servant of the Lord. He was kicked out. Apparently with his books. Do you understand? Thank God you're laughing because it's Easter. Merry Easter. Happy Easter. All right? Yeah. The many, I know guys in LAT who are just on the edge. They're finding it difficult to leave LAT. You understand? And maybe it is the Holy Ghost trying to stop you. Say, man, this modest guy, you've known him for years, since 2010. He's a dreamer. You've known him years of the year. So why don't you consider it? You know the guy. If it had been some other guy you don't know, say, But you know the guy. You know him, You know him from what? 2010. You know him. So if it's wrong, but you come and ask me about it. You understand? Don't just dish his things. Especially since you know him. You know, And that's what I do even with people's dreams, Okay, sometimes I get, when there's a history with this person of them having what? Real dreams, I usually pay attention, you understand? Even when they are wrong, you're like, yeah, but listen, Because you know the person, you're like, oh, no, well, from history, history with them, authenticity. You see, now you know this modest guy, 2010, he's the one even who taught you dream interpretation, You understand, And his motives, is he after the crowds to join him? You understand? But you're like, but you know what he's saying? He's risking his charge. But then, he's not what? Backing up. You know, So maybe he's right. Could then say, now go, Nangi mpaye chilo to, Havalalo bawa. You know, Havalala, Okay. You see, Sometimes he might not give you a direct dream, but he can give you a dream like Sandra's, which has implications. Like Sandra's, So if this guy is wrong and people have left church, why then would God what? So it implies, you understand? Again, it's okay, it implies, but I'm not sure. You can go back to God. Do you understand? Do you know that song? Thank you for the cross. Since Albert is here, you're going to play it. You know it. Okay, we're going to thank Jesus for the cross. Amen. But the point is, don't do what? Don't die again. Don't play around with these things, man. Okay? I shared with you a dream the other day. And to this day, I hope the dream didn't mean spiritual death. I hope it doesn't mean that because it is saddening. Okay? In this dream, someone goes to meet a certain preacher. Some office somewhere. So she goes to inquire of him. Something. So when she gets there, they're scary. Tells her, oh, the preacher is not in, wait. Okay, wait, is coming. Okay, at that moment, there's a man who's passing by, who hears the scary telling the lady to wait. So this man says, why are you telling people to wait for this man, yet he died a long time ago? This dream was in Jan. You know, man, remember I told you when I had that dream, I remember that day I couldn't eat. I went home, I just showered, jumped into bed, and started praying. I was like, God, I hope it means maybe he lost the anointing, he's useless, he's not worthy to be consulted. I was like, I hope that's what it means. But everyone I tell that dream, they say, no, that is spiritual death. Again, I'm like, no, I hope it didn't mean that. These things are sad. But someone says, there's a guy, Some guy who tells me that, no, that whole clique. And I'm like, no, but you can't say that. But again, for him, say, no, that whole clique. So for me, I'm still not yet convinced. Eh, but it's possible. You understand? Why would God say, man, that guy died a long time ago? It's possible, eh? Okay? Now, God doesn't want you to die. In December, I was seated here after the service. Some lady comes to me. Okay? You know? She comes to me. She tells me, Pastor, I had a dream last night. I said, In this dream, this person had died, and the coffin was in my, house, eh? Because this person is somehow related, eh? Okay? I know her, eh? You know, somehow, eh? So people are now like, whoa, you know. You won't get it. I'm telling you. So he had died, and the coffin was, and then the person was like, now I don't know what I'm going. Anyway, so her. Because now I know she's related, and I'd had my dream since July. And now this one, I have to deal with her wisely. So I told her that now, seek God more about what it means. But in the meantime, consider eating the money you are setting aside to give him. I told her, consider eating it. That's what I told her. Because I said, because I prepared something, you know, And now, in fact, in the dream, she was like, now where are we going to give the money? This money I'd kept aside. I was like, now, in the meantime, as you seek God for more clarification, what it means, consider eating that money. So you can see, I'm not after people's money. I just consider eating the money. Okay? However, don't tell anyone that I gave you this advice. Because I know she's close, you know. So, but consider eating the money. As you what? Seek God. Then I was like, man, I think my July dreams were meant also death, but I was like, to this day, I'm like, no, if the person is just close to falling over, but I'm praying every day. May God, you understand? By the way, those are my prayers. But from these dreams which keep coming, I think God is like, now, I'm telling you, you're just wasting what? Why don't you pray for other people? Why don't you pray for your sheep? Those, that time, you're what? You understand? Things are very well. But all these things, it has to do with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. That's how the enemy gets you. Power. Okay. Do this. He did it to Jesus. If he did it, if he proposed to Jesus that, why can't he propose to anybody else? It is still the same. The proposals are the same. Power, demonstration. Okay, do this. Then you jam once. Then the guy keeps, you know, maybe he finds you in a tight spot, something. Then he's like, this is the opportune time to give him the proposal again. You know, you want to be the greatest in the world. Okay. Offer. And then, man. So, okay? All the ladies in this church, you're beautiful and you have great voices. Okay? You can become great in the world. But God is like, don't go there. I don't want you to die again. Alright? Okay? So, we celebrate Easter, Not really Easter, but we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus. This Easter thing also has its own things. Okay? We celebrate the resurrection of the Lord. Hallelujah. He died for you, Okay? He became sin that you might become the righteousness of God in him. Don't undo that work. Okay? Keep working with him, All right? Don't ever place any human in the place of the Lord. You see, there's some fools in Kampala. That's where now. Now, you wonder whether now they are born again. You know, these are the things. You get Jesus and then you replace him with some, What have you done? You've just thrown out the Lord. You know, these things, they are, So don't do that. Don't do that, guys. Hallelujah.
Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the cross, my friend.
Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the power forever.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.